It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Over the next 2 weeks, we are going to hear from the two new supervisors from Tuolumne County. This weekend, we are joined in studio by Supervisor Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2. And next week, we're going to hear from District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. They were both victorious during last November's election. Supervisor Campbell, thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on the election.
Well, thank you very much, BJ. Nice to be here.
So how long have you been supervisor now? A couple weeks?
We're working on our second month here.
So for those who aren't familiar with you and your background, you know, tell us a little bit about your what you did before becoming a supervisor.
Well, I've been in the county for about a decade. I came up here. I worked for the Union Democrat newspaper as deputy editor there. After that time, I started working with the county in behavioral health, and I volunteered and worked part-time with the library and have just generally been active within the county and in some other county organizations.
And then District 2, I know a lot of people think about Phoenix Lake and Greater Cedar Ridge. Where does that district all cover?
So District 2 covers a lot of scrubland and trees and squirrels. Mm-hmm. But where the people live is generally the area that is east of Sonora and north of Highway 108. Also including Willow Springs. So your major population centers are Willow Springs, Crystal Falls, Cedar Ridge, Bellevue Oaks, Phoenix Lake Estates, and Sonora Meadows.
And you had a steep task in defeating a two-term incumbent to win your seat. You know, what do you think were kind of the keys to your success in the campaign?
Well, I got out and I talked to my neighbors and I talked to people that lived in my neighborhood. I knocked on a lot of doors and I think people were very receptive to the message that my campaign brought. And I believe people were ready for a change. And, you know, I'm very passionate about what I've done for the county up to this point, and I want to bring some of those ideas onto the Board of Supervisors. And I think that really resonated with people.
Had a couple of people tell me that you knocked on every door in your district. Is that true?
Not every door, but I tell you, there's no better way to get a vote than walk up a long driveway and be sweating and breathing heavy and knock on a door and ask for somebody's vote. I had so many people that say, "Hey, you walked up my driveway, you get my vote."
You know, when you met with different people in the district during the campaign, were there key issues or general consensus of things they'd like to see addressed?
Yes, in fact, I didn't go into it with a set platform. What I did was I talked to people that live in my district and I asked them what they wanted to see in their community. And what I heard was they want to see our roads improved. This is a particular issue in my district, District 2. We have several major arterial roads that are in disrepair. And that's a concern that virtually everyone I talked to had. Second, I would say, or first, you know, these two kind of run together. It's fire issues. People are very concerned about their property. They saw what happened in Paradise, and I think every one of us, our first thought was that it could happen here. So they want to know that their leaders on the Board of Supervisors are doing work to protect our community from fire danger. Other issues, just kind of in a general sense, people are concerned that younger individuals have fewer opportunities in our community and they're moving away. And, you know, I'm a big believer that any community needs a mixture of people at various stages of their life. You need young people. You need opportunities for people just starting out in life. You need, you know, families. You need people that are retired, you know, you need people at all stages of their life. And I think the opportunities for people just starting out, you know, that maybe are getting out of high school or have a college degree, there aren't a lot of opportunities for those people. And so that was something that I think is very clear to a lot of people in my district, which is it's a pretty much a working class district. And that was a major concern.
You know, at a county level, what can be done to create more opportunities for young people?
Well, the pathway I see for creating opportunities across the board, you know, any kind of economic development from the government's perspective starts with infrastructure improvements. We need to have roads that are drivable and passable. We need to have the services that businesses require, you know, fire, sheriff, amenities. These need to be in good condition and good and supported by our government. And then we set the stage so that people that are innovators, people who want to start small-scale industrial or high technology in our community, have the tools to do that. And, you know, then we just let the people actually create those opportunities.
Well, you mentioned the desire to have better roads in Tuolumne County, specifically your district as well. You know, how do you get to that end result?
Well, the SB1 is going to continue on. That's one of the results of the past election. And for our community, that's a good thing. We have several road projects that are planned in the near future as a result of that. And so I think people are going to see movement on road development and chip sealing, pothole repairs, which, a joke I tell people, but it's true, is that I got my first call for a pothole repair on election night. So it's clearly something that people are expecting us to do something about. And the gears of government generally operate pretty slowly, which can be frustrating at times. But I think on this particular issue, we are moving more quickly, and people are going to see some improvements in the near future.
We're talking with the new supervisor for District 2, Ryan Campbell, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. You also mentioned fire safety, fire resiliency. You know, what do you think the county can do in that issue to improve the safety and the resiliency of this area?
So the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Carl Rotifer, in the meeting before last, stated the board's intention to make fire safety a top priority. And the chairman, along with Supervisor Brennan, who's taking a leading role in a lot of this, we are completely in lockstep on this issue. One example is we have already started the Roadside Fire Fuels Reduction Program, which is paid for through the cap and trade grants that were available last year. So we received about $1.6 million to do that, and we've started those projects. So the first project is on Priest Coulterville. We've got another 26 road projects that are planned, and they should all be done by this summer. So that's a perfect example of how we're really kicking fire safety into high gear. We have about 140 miles of county-maintained roadway that we're planning on doing fire clearance on just between now and the beginning of the summer.
I know your predecessor, Supervisor Handbelt, made it a big priority to speak with lawmakers in Washington, D.C., as well as Sacramento, made many trips. Is that something that you feel as a priority as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, communicating with other lawmakers in other capacities is absolutely part of the role of a member of the Board of Supervisors, and I plan on continuing that.
We need to take a quick break on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're talking with the new supervisor for District 2, Ryan Campbell, hearing about his background and goals and priorities moving forward. We'll hear from the other new supervisor next week on Motherlode Views when we're joined in studio by District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.